And without that, there's no assurance that that either the public has or that I have as the administrator that the staff is really all treating similar filings in a similar fashion. I think they are, because we don't have a lot of turnover in staff, so we have a fairly fairly experienced staff. So I'm not really worried that people are being arbitrary and capricious in their actions. But we don't have a database that that we can rely on to force that and to give everyone the comfort of that. There's no chain of custody. There's no trail. There's no audit trail in our current database. In other words, the way things are now, we can go in there and make a change in the database, and that change is reflected automatically, and everything else is wiped out. That is not acceptable because for obvious reasons that we have to be able to show, in fact, what was originally filed, what were the original actions, and any changes to that should show as changes to something that came previously. Finally, there's no way to track correspondence, to relate correspondence to filings and things like that. So there's all sorts of those kinds of problems that we've identified with our current database that have made us realize that, in fact, we need to do something about it. And that is to get a new database. And there's in our way of thinking, there's basically three ways of doing it. One is to try to develop it in-house. Realistically, we think that would take a long time. We have one analyst programmer. She does great work, frankly, I think to develop a database would take her, even if she could actually stay here and work on it, would take her years, probably a couple of years at least. And that's just to develop it, and then you have issues of moving the data over into it. So another way to do it would be to look out and purchase it, purchase something that's out there already. So I've talked to a number of states in putting this proposal together. I've talked to a number of states, many of whom have gone through the same search, and I've come to the conclusion that developing a database from scratch is about the most expensive and the longest way to do it. That in fact, it's much better if we can find a database that's already out there. And in my search, I have found that there are there're not a lot of them, obviously, but there are some databases that are out there that have been developed specifically for securities regulation. And I think we can go out and purchase those, and they'll be used in other states as well, and already being used, so they'll have a track record. And so I think this is critical. The other thing in terms of talking to the other states and trying to get some benefit from their experience at doing this thing, same thing already. The other two things they suggested is that, in addition to the purchasing, and in fact the reason I've indicated 300,000 is that's a ballpark figure of what I think it'll take based on my conversations with the other states. So the other two things that they've indicated to me that were important and that they found to be important. And one was that there needs to be data processing staff available who will be the interface between a vendor and the agency. And so we've identified in our operating budget, and fortunately, we're pleased the House representative has included that in your FY02 budget in House Bill 103, one analyst programmer that will be working on this project. And we estimate that probably in the first year of that person's term with the state, probably half of their time would be on this project, and half of their time would be on other division projects. And believe me, if I could go through a list, we have a lot of projects. We have a lot of work to do to improve our service to the state population, and most of those are going to be done through technology. And the other thing that I've learned in addition to that person is that some provision for upgrade and maintenance should be provided for, so that so we've indicated in these couple of pages here that we think probably an ongoing 15% of the cost. That's again, that's a figure that the other states have indicated to me is a reasonable amount. And just to give you an idea of what kinds of ongoing costs there might be, and Mr. Chairman, you mentioned earlier that it's important to kind of keep up with things, and I think that's true. Certainly, if you get a database, for instance, that's tightly integrated to say Office 2000, and then Office XP or Office 2005 comes along, and the state wants to upgrade to that, we're going to have make sure the database is can be upgraded to that, and so that's what that will be for. But this is that's just to let you know what's in the future. This is just the purchase of the system. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Reverend Croft.
This is $300,000 to purchase it, that we had before sort of $400,000 to study it, but you think you can get the software you need, the support, and the conversion for $300,000?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Croft, yes, I do. I have reason to believe in talking to the other states that, in fact, that will get us a database and conversion of current data into it.
Okay. Thanks.
Department of Corrections.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. My name is Joseph Reeves. I'm the Administrative Service Manager for the Alaska Department of Corrections. Our first project is on in our list is reference number 33841, Criminal Justice Management Information System Replacement. In your yellow packet, it's about the 23rd or 26th page of that. Yeah. So, this project funds the replacement of a portion of the MIS system so that the agency can keep up with this project funds the final phase of the Office Management Information System replacement. We've been before the TIC-TAC review committees. We've been before OMB discussing and reviewing this project. We ran this project through OMB in 98, 99, 2000, 2001, 2002. So we've been before quite a bit of time. The Alaska Department of Corrections will be trying to finalize the installation of an improved and enhanced offender-based information system to manage offenders under supervision of the department. This system will provide accurate and timely reports of disposition of offenders and projects projection for future planning. Under the first three phases, DOC has developed the design of the management information system reporting system. Through phase four, DOC will achieve the following goals: create a comprehensive database of quality historical data, install technical capability to access data for data maintenance and aggregate information and reporting. It will improve interagency data access and information. It will improve data integrity and tracking and case management of offenders and increase internal operating efficiencies. We began the replacement of the MIS program in 1995, January, and it's been a long process for us, but actually, it started in November of 1991. We had Pete Marlick review our departmental system, and they came up with some recommendations about replacing our database system, which was late 60s technology. So then, at the time, the legislature gave us a couple $100,000, in which we went to the Alaska Judicial Council, and they created the plan for integration of the Alaska criminal justice system, which we were part of. So. And then in 1995, we went out and contracted with Wolf & Associates and created a business strategy and an implementation plan to convert our system. And in 1997, we went out and done a functional requirements analysis and update and to give us a more specific plan. To date, we've spent about $6.7 million towards this project, $2.9 million of federal money, and $3.8 million of state resources. And this $762,200 is a project that I brought before you last year and that requested capital funding for. And it did not make the list at that time. The agency's offset database interfaces daily with public safety's absence system, laws, promise system, and the Alaska court system. The project will enable all Alaska enforcement agencies to have timely and accurate prisoner information. We propose to add 8 modules to this new system, which will be the last piece of this puzzle. We want to create present a CRC, which is halfway house, and a local jail interface for about $30,000. We want to create a commissary account, or the inmate, where we buy stuff up, where the inmates can buy things at the institution for $30,000. We want to do our inmate programs and records so we can keep track of inmates' actions at, in various rehabilitative programs. We want to create a mental health and a client billing system, which is our most expensive module at $470,000, which will enable us to keep track of. We spend almost $15 million a year on health care for these inmates, and we need to create a better way of interfacing with medical providers and such. So we want to put $30,000 on a public integration module, and we want quality control auditing service for 16.7.2. And we have a judgment and restitution interface for $30,000 so that we can adhere, you know, and keep track, better track of court-mandated restitution and victim services. And then we have a scheduling agency-wide services for $55,000, which will enable us to work better on staffing of institutions and population management. So this program has been around for us for quite a while, and we're trying to end it now. Production is ready to begin right now. We're loading it. We're training our staff in the field to have this new offender database in place. We expect next month and the next month, or June at the most, to if everyone is comfortable with the training they've received on the new database system, is to turn around and be full utilization. Now, the old OPSIS data system has about 300 data elements. That means, you know, you're identifying your name, your age, and stuff. The new system has about 1,200 data elements that we'll track and we'll be able to better report on. So this project, again, will cover about the last 10% of the project. It will not end our request for data money. You know, we'll continue to ask for data resources. As you mentioned, Mr. Chairman, that the data world is a rapidly changing environment, and we'll ask for resources to provide maintenance for this system. We'll have about $7.5 million in it, and we'll ask annually for maybe $250,000 to provide maintenance to the system for software upgrades and what have you. In addition, this new system will only track the information we load into it this new time of new prisoners, information. Now we've got to go back in the future. We'll probably ask you for a capital request to deal with historical prisoner data that we want to load in there, which is going to be a major, major capital request for us as we try to figure out how to load 10 years of prior inmate records into our database system here. So if anybody has any questions on this project. Okay, the second project we have is reference number 30799, computer network hardware replacement upgrade. Again, we've invested, the state of Alaska invested, like I said, $6.5 million into this project, and we need to, when we set up these, in 1995, when the Department of Corrections set up their system, they had two land bases, two local area network sites. Now we have 34. We connected every work site we have in Alaska from Ketchikan to Barrow. And so we need to, we spent almost $6.5 million setting these sites up. And we set up these land-based sites with understanding that every 5 years we'll have to change out sites, change out hardware. And what this request will do will allow us to change out some land WAN equipment at these various sites, 34 sites, such as hubs, wiring, air conditioning unit, patch panels, firewalls, etc. So we spend, like I said, we anticipate every 20%, replacing 20% of these areas every 5 years. So this amount of money will enable us to change out these areas, hardware and allow us to keep up with the new improved OPSIS data system. So, any questions on this equipment request? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Professor. Thank you. For the record, Mr. Chairman, I'm Mary McDowell with the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, and I have Roger Colden with me, who's our project leader for our data processing section. Our project is pretty small peanuts compared to the other ones you're hearing today, but it's important to us. We're on page 29, reference number 33908. The Entry Commission is an autonomous little agency, but for budgetary purposes shows up under Fish and Game's budget. We're a very small little agency and very dependent on computer technology to fulfill our statutory duties. We have a large workload that grows every year, and our responsibilities include handling very large quantities of data and a lot of other work that can only be accomplished with such a small staff by keeping up with information technology. Until this year, CFEC has managed to make all of its IT purchases and upgrading without any CIP requests at all. Our equipment line and our operating budget is only $3,000, so we've scrimped and saved in other budget lines, particularly from fees generated from contractual work, to meet our IT needs. But we now have a serious need for a storage area network, a SAN unit, which has a price tag of $115,000, which is, as I said, small compared to the other projects you're hearing today, but that is simply beyond what we can absorb in our operating budget. The funding source for this project is non-GF. It would be fee-supported services using the fees generated from our licensing fees that we charge to fishermen. The SAN unit is crucial to our ability to upgrade some obsolete parts of our system with two primary goals. The first would be to back up our entire system and thus provide integrity for our data and avoid a disaster in the event of a hardware failure. And the second would be to achieve our performance measure one of our performance measures for FY02, which would be online licensing to streamline our work. So this CIP is critical to our ability to keep up with our growing workload without needing additional staff. If you have technical questions, Roger can answer them.
That's some funding.
Could you just give me a little better idea about a growing workload? We don't have a bunch of new limited entry fisheries that have begun, do we?
Well, we do limit several fisheries every year. We have 20 requests before us now for limitations. We limited, I think it was 3 new ones last year, and created new point systems, and have more coming on all the time, as well as the unlimited fisheries that we also license. We issue about 40,000 licenses and permits every year, renewals, annual renewals.
Mr. Chairman, those are crew licenses or?
No, crew licenses are handled through Fish and Game.
Unlimited fisheries, what license are you issuing?
We issue an annual interim use permit for all unlimited fisheries.
Thank you.
As well as the permits. And commercial vessel licenses also are done by our agency.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mary. Good. This is a good place to stop. We do have another committee meeting here at 3:30, and I think unless you have a short one, did you have a short presentation, Nico? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be quick. For the record, my name is Nico Benson. I'm presenting the request that's labeled Land Use Database System for Industry and Public Access. Basically, what this does, it replaces our current land administration system. The Department of Natural Resources has basically the responsibility to manage the state lands, and we're the largest real estate company in the state of Alaska. We manage those through our land use database system. That system was written in the 1970s. It's implemented in the early 80s. It's like some of the other systems we talked about today. It's written in COBOL, and it's in desperate need of replacing. In e-commerce these days, many of our customers want to deal with us through the internet. Our adjudicators, our employees, need to be able to find things. Over the last 6 years, the legislature has been very supportive of automating what we call the land status plans, which are these maps where we can see what is on the land. They used to be in file drawers, and with the capital funding that you provided, we have those all digitized. Those records are available online. People can look them up. But then as soon as they look them up, then they see on the site of these maps, there's little case files, and so if Representative Williams has property in Ketchikan and he wants to find out whether or not he can get a right-of-way from the state on the property next to it, those are reference numbers to our case files. Those are really hard to follow, and we want to rewrite this program that is now 20-some years old to make it more accessible to both the public and to the state. We have over 28,000 customers. We have over 280,000 case files, and we basically need to get better access to this. And this project proposes this. It's a two-phase project. The first year, we would rewrite the code, hire some contracts to help us, and write it in a database program that would work. And then all our department's employees have better use of this system. So that's in a nutshell what this project proposes. It's our highest priority. It's used by every one of our employees, and also a lot of the companies that we deal with would like to have access to this information, and right now they can't because the system is so integrated. You need specialized training. You need a book that this thick to understand it, and it's just not working.
Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You made his 3 minutes, too.
We will come back on Thursday. Hopefully, our therapeutic bill will go fast on Thursday.
Okay.
Hopefully. We'll take it up. We'll start where we left off. Thank you. let's see, where are we here? We're going to have a subcommittee meeting here right after this for subcommittee members, and tomorrow we'll be taking up House Bill 102, Senate Bill 58, Senate Bill 137, and at 1:30. Is anything more to come before the Finance Committee? If not, stand adjourned.